Random House Audio presents Priceless: How I Went Undercover to Rescue the World's Stolen Treasures by Robert K. Whitman with John Schiffman. Read for you by Mark Deakins. A la Prima. Chapter 1. South Beach. Miami, 2007. The platinum Rolls-Royce with bulletproof windows glided east onto the Palmetto Expressway toward Miami Beach, six stolen paintings stashed in its armor-plated trunk. Great works by Degas, Dali, Klimt, O'Keeffe, Soutine, and Chagall were piled rudely in the rear, wrapped individually in thin brown paper and clear packing tape. In the driver's seat, a Parisian millionaire named Laurence Cognat pushed the three-ton beast hard. He entered the left lane approaching 80, then 90 miles an hour, the vehicle's menacing stainless steel grille leading the way. At Interstate 95, the glimmering Rolls-Royce turned south, hurtling down the raised concrete ribbon, the Miami skyline rising ahead. Laurence took the Martin Luther King Boulevard exit, made a sharp U-turn, and jumped back onto the interstate, still southbound. His cold green eyes flicked from the road to the rearview mirror and back again. He craned his neck and searched a cobalt Florida sky. Every few minutes, Laurent stabbed the brakes, dropping down to 40 or 50 miles an hour and slipping into the right lane, then abruptly punched the gas again. In the passenger seat, a plump, shaggy-haired fellow with a warm, round face, a Frenchman who called himself Sonny, sat stoically, an unlit Marlboro between his lips. He, too, searched for suspicious vehicles. In the back seat, I glanced at my borrowed Rolex and watched with amusement as Laurence's domed head bobbed and weaved with the traffic. At this